Have you ever wondered where your tax dollars go when the FAA says they're modernizing the national airspace system? I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. Today, we finally got an answer to that question, and it comes in the form of a website. The United States Department of Transportation just launched a public-facing dashboard that tracks roughly 10,000 air traffic control infrastructure projects across the country. 10,000. Let that number sink in for a second. That is the scope of what it takes to keep this airspace running. And until now, most of us had almost zero visibility into where those projects stood. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's dig into this. Here's what you need to know. The new site is designed to give the public, and that includes us as pilots, a direct look at the status of FAA air traffic control modernization and maintenance efforts. We're talking about everything from equipment upgrades at terminal radar approach control facilities to new surveillance systems, communication infrastructure overhauls, and tower equipment replacements. Projects big and small spread across the entire country. Now, why does the Department of Transportation want you to see this? Transparency and accountability. There has been a growing chorus of criticism from lawmakers, from industry groups, and frankly from pilots that the FAA's infrastructure modernization has moved too slowly and with too little public oversight. The agency has been working through what many in the industry call a maintenance backlog that has been building for years. Aging radar systems, outdated communication equipment, facilities that are running on technology that was cutting edge in the 1980s. This website is the DOT's way of saying, here's the list, here's the status, and here's where we are on each one. You can look it up yourself. For those of us who fly general aviation, this matters more than you might think at first glance. Let me connect the dots. When an approach control facility is running degraded equipment, that can mean longer delays, reduced capacity, or temporary restrictions in the airspace around that facility. If a radar site goes down for maintenance or an upgrade, you might see temporary flight restrictions or notices to air missions pop up that affect your route of flight. If you've ever been rerouted or put in a hold and wondered why, there's a decent chance it traced back to an infrastructure issue somewhere in the system. Now you can actually look that up. If your home airport's approach control is on the project list for an equipment upgrade, you'll know about it. If a nav aid you rely on is slated for replacement, you can plan around it. That is genuinely useful information for flight planning, especially if you're operating in and out of busy terminal areas. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. A dashboard is not the same as progress. Tracking 10,000 projects publicly is a good step toward accountability, but the real question is whether the FAA has the funding and the workforce to actually complete these projects on a reasonable timeline. The agency has been dealing with staffing shortages, not just among controllers, but among the technical operations workforce, the people who actually install, maintain, and certify this equipment. The FAA's next-gen modernization program has been underway for well over a decade now, and while real progress has been made, automatic dependent surveillance broadcast being a good example, other pieces of the puzzle have lagged behind. Shifting from ground-based radar to satellite-based surveillance is one thing. Replacing aging communication systems at hundreds of facilities is another, and doing it all while keeping the busiest airspace in the world running safely every single day. That is the challenge. So this website is a tool. Think of it the way you'd think of checking a notices to air missions briefing. It does not fix the problem, but it tells you the state of play. And in a system this complex, knowing the state of play matters. This affects you if you fly regularly in terminal airspace, especially around facilities that have been experiencing intermittent outages or degraded services. If you've noticed more ground stops, more flow control delays, or more last-minute airspace restrictions in your area, this dashboard might give you some context as to why. I'd also flag this for anyone involved in aviation advocacy. If you're a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association or the Experimental Aircraft Association and you've been pushing for better ATC infrastructure, this is the kind of transparency that lets you have an informed conversation with your elected representatives. You can point to specific projects and ask specific questions. That is a lot more effective than a general complaint about the system being old. One more thing worth noting. The launch of this site comes at a time when air traffic control staffing and infrastructure have been getting more attention from Congress than they have in years. There is bipartisan interest in making sure the FAA has what it needs to keep the system safe and efficient. A public dashboard creates a feedback loop. If projects stall, people will see it. If progress is being made, people will see that too. Either way, it raises the stakes for follow-through. For the record, I think this is a net positive. Sunlight is a good disinfectant, and giving pilots and the flying public direct access to this kind of data is the right move. Whether it leads to faster modernization remains to be seen, but at minimum we'll know where things stand. And that beats guessing sources today from AeroTime and the Department of Transportation. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay informed and fly safe.